But last time I was at McCormick Place and gave a speech, there were 3,000 people. So this is kind of nice. We can have it nice and easy and intimate here. And we're going to keep it very informal. I am going to talk about Field of Dreams. And I'm so glad that BASF chose this film because it is one of my favorite films as well. And in fact, I'm often asked various favorite films in different categories. And when people ask me my favorite movies about sports, I usually say Rocky or I talk about The Natural or Hoosiers, and I don't usually mention Field of Dreams. When people ask me about my favorite movies in general, that's when Field of Dreams comes up, because obviously, as I'm sure everyone here knows, it's about so much more than baseball. It's not a sports movie. It's a movie about vision and dreams and spirituality and redemption and regrets and reconciliation. What we're going to do here is, I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have seen the movie, but the movie did come out in 1989. It's been a while. Some of you were probably 3 or 4 years old when it came out. So we're going to show a couple of, I'm going to walk you through 5 quick scenes from the film. We'll talk about each one of the scenes a little bit, and then afterward talk about the film in general. Or if you just have any questions at all about movies, about Field of Dreams. As I said, Field of Dreams came out in 1989. It's interesting because there was such a controversy, as you'll all recall, just about a month or so ago about the Oscars, whether Crash deserved to win over Brokeback Mountain. Was it a homophobic reactionary vote by the Academy? Which film is going to resonate more? And, you know, I'll tell you a secret. As a film critic about the Oscars, I don't really care. We talk about the Oscars for weeks and months and years before the Oscars, but after the Oscars are over, it really doesn't matter which film won the trophy. There are many great films that never won an Oscar, and films have to do more than win trophies to resonate with us. In 1989, Field of Dreams was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win. It lost to a film called Driving Miss Daisy. Now, Driving Miss Daisy is a good film. It's got some good performances. It was a hit movie. People enjoyed it. When was the last time you heard anybody quote anything from Driving Miss Daisy, other than maybe drive? I mean, nobody talks about Driving Miss Daisy, but when you say, if you build it, he will come, everybody knows where that comes from. Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. People know these phrases. In fact, you can't pick up a newspaper or a magazine and go more than a week or two without seeing some variation of, if you build it, they will come. It has become part of our popular culture, much as the film has. To give you a quick scene setter here, before we look at the first scene from the movie, the setup of this film is Kevin Costner, who at the time was at the very height of his superstardom, probably the number one star in the world. Kevin Costner is playing Ray Kinsella. He's a 36-year-old man, went to college, the height of the student protest movement in Berkeley, dreamed of doing all kinds of adventures and having all kinds of rebellious, crazy things happen in his life, and finds himself at the age of 36 living in Iowa with his wife and his daughter on a farm, which is not how he intended his life to go. He talks about his own father, who raised him because his mother had died when he was 3 years old, and his father did the best he could. He said, Ray Kinsella says, instead of growing up with the stories of Mother Goose, I was told stories of Babe Ruth and Shoeless Joe Jackson. But like a lot of fathers and sons, Ray and his father had a falling out when Ray was about 14 or 15 years old. They stopped playing catch. They stopped going to ball games together. At 17, Ray went off to college, and he never spoke with his father again. The next time he had any contact was to come home to bury his dad. This continues to haunt him and to nag at him as he approaches middle age, and he fears that, like his father, he says, my father never did one crazy, unsensible, irrational thing in his life, and I fear like I'm becoming like my father. So here's Ray Kinsella. He's 36 years old. He's in the cornfield. He starts hearing that voice saying, if you build it, he will come. He's heard it for a couple of days now, and we'll pick up the action there.